Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, you've heard of my loving, it's up to the blind. My baby loving cause the sun to shine, and she must be a little thing.
Welcome back. Stevie Ray bringing us back, the late, great Stevie Ray. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is simply ageofthecustomer.com. Check that out when you get a chance. Mike Daniels is our guest. People I'm very excited to have as a fairly new member of our Brain Trust. He's the former chairman of Network Solutions, and he is... has been dealing with technology and the internet really since its beginning. Because Mike, welcome back again. Thanks again for hanging out with us. You were colleagues with Mr. Cerf and some of the other early developers of the internet back in the day, back in the 60s, weren't you?
I was there from 69 to 71, and then I met Vint and Bob Kahn and others for many years. So I've dealt with them for a long time. Yes, Jim.
So folks, when you hear somebody talk about an internet pioneer, Mike Daniels is a real, a true, bona fide internet pioneer. And in the previous segment, we talked about his involvement in the transfer of governance of the internet from the government to a contractor, in that case, Network Solutions, and then ICANN, Internet Commission for Assigned Names and Numbers, which is what has it at this moment, Mike. But even as we speak, I mean, folks, literally at this very... there are discussions going on in Singapore where ICANN is meeting, and the Obama administration, Mike, has instructed its Commerce Department to divest ultimate control of the internet over to ICANN and for them to create, quote, a multi-stakeholder community to wind up being the keeper of the internet. What do you think about this?
Oh, Jim, I believe the United States government should maintain control of the domain name system, and I don't think it should be ceded to any international body, group, or organization. And there are two main reasons for that. From the early days until now, the United States maintained 100% stability of the internet, and that's what people want the most, so they can use it 7 days a week, 24 hours a day.
Honest, non-political is what I call it.
That's exactly right. And number two, this has been a golden goose of technology that's created trillions of dollars of commerce worldwide for the benefit of all the citizens, and it's created and spawned enormous entrepreneurship and companies all over the globe as a result of stable under the auspices of the United States government. So the key question in my mind, Jim, is why would you change control of it when it's worked wonders for now almost 45 years?
Well, that's a good question, and there are people who I've asked some experts on this, some other experts on this, Mike, and one person whose opinion I respect very much said he thinks it's President Obama's way of making ends for our NSA, doing snooping on some of the government heads like Angela Merkel and people like that. This is his way of trying to make amends. Well, that's a heck of a way. That's a heck of a present to give away for something like that, isn't it? Playing politics with this kind of an asset.
Yeah, I don't know whether that's the case or not, Jim. But I would say if there's any substance behind that, it's exactly the wrong kind of thinking. Because I can tell you that what this will lead to, because I dealt with it from 1995 to when we own Network Solutions, was this will lead to politicalization of the internet, and it's
exactly
the last thing you want. This is what it'll lead to, because I heard all these arguments in the 90s about turning it over to some kind of international stakeholder group. The citizens of the world should own and control the internet. I've heard all this when it's 20 years old. It's just the same thing coming back. It's very fuzzy-headed thinking.
Do you believe, Mike, that if any other country, even some of our friends, if the tables were turned around and they had this kind of, they've created something, and they had this kind of control. Do you think that we would have free and unfettered access to the internet right now if any other country had done this? I don't think so.
Jim, and I think what people need to understand is that whoever has this type of control, you want some major organization like the United States government to ensure its long-term stability.
Yep.
Can you imagine if China or Russia or a country mm-hmm. like that had any control over the domain name system ultimately? I hate to think what might
and
happen.
And you know, and Mike, you know the UN wants this.
Oh, they've wanted the 1990s, Jim. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that I had conversations with representatives of the UN, China, Russia, and others from 1995 to 2000. They always ask the question, why should the United States government own any of this or control it? It should be free to the world, and we want more control over our particular parts of it.
This and if the UN gets it, is there any doubt in your mind that they'll tax it?
that's the politicians unfortunately think of in either domestic or international organizations. We fought that battle, Jim, as you remember. We're the guys at Network Solutions who went to the United States Congress mm-hmm. and got them to enact a ban on taxation in the early days of the Internet. There were people who wanted to do it then. So, no, any international body would think about taxing it.
Well, probably. You know, Mike, one of the things that I believe about President Obama is he does not think that America is. He does not think that America should have any control outside of our borders. I think he's ashamed of any control we have outside of our borders. And I think in some ways, he sees our control of the internet as a form of colonialism. Folks, watch the movie 2016. You'll see what I mean. Tim Till, right back with Mike Daniels after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.